Yo, what's up, everybody? So tonight we're going to talk about, how one of my clients, I woke up and she had an 87-point credit score boost, but we're also going to talk about the gig economy and how you can use the mindset. But the biggest thing we're going to talk about is how most of y'all just keep losing. And really, your losing is all a mindset. Keep having the wrong mindset. So we're going to talk about those things. We're going to take a few minutes. Let me get some sharing going on. About my pages. Get some more people on here. I want to be able to answer. We're going to answer questions tonight. Favorite who's on YouTube. That's YouTube at Lorenzo Reed. YouTube, Lorenzo Reed, L-A-R-E-N-Z-O, for the blog talk. We're going to get your questions there. But we're also going to be live on Facebook. So come over to the Coach Friends live Facebook if you want to, you know, have your questions answered and that sort of thing. But we're going to really break it down tonight and go over the types of economies that people get caught up into. And every year they just lose and lose and lose, but they just keep doing the same thing over and over again, not realizing that they're just, and most people don't have it. Think they're ready for it. They think they want to, you know, ball out. They have these misconstrued ideas. And yes, there's a bunch of freaking scams out there. So we're going to break those things down tonight. So we're going to give people an opportunity to get on. You know, if you want to do a super chat on YouTube, that's cool. I respect that. I appreciate that. Now we're going to be doing the Alchemy of Life tour. And the Alchemy of Life Tour, a lot of the things we're going to talk about tonight are going to be on the Alchemy of Life Tour. So we're going to get real deep into it, of how to break down your credit and then build wealth, as well as build relationships and build yourself, build your mental abilities to grow. So I expect you guys to join the Alchemy of Life Tour. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, I produce the price of $90. Because here's the thing. This is the thing that I realized. If you waste $98 every month. Every month you waste $98. If I'm not in a city near you, if it's not coming to one of the cities near you, then you waste vacation time when you can use that as a tax write-off. Get you some vacation time. You waste it. You're taking vacation time as a tax write-off. You're wasting $98 plus every month. So when somebody tells me they don't have the money, where it comes to a seminar, you're going to learn, or you're going to grow, or you're going to immediately right then send off the letters to help fix your credit. Immediately right then you're going to do your challenges. You're going to understand how to apply to certain things. You're going to set up certain other accounts right then. You know, this is not just a seminar you come in there and you just sit down. This is you come in, you listen, you learn, you actively participate. And that's what the Alchemy of Life is about. The Alchemy of Life is about participating, not just coming in and you learn a bunch of stuff and you go off on your own. You don't really do nothing with it. You don't learn nothing with it. I can't tell you how many people I've seen go to these seminars where learn how to flip this house, learn how to do this, and then it's a year later. They ain't flipped nothing, they ain't bought nothing, they ain't tax lien anything, they haven't done anything whatsoever towards actually building what they had the seminar for, and then the next year they had the seminar. The next year, and then, oh, here's a new thing that's coming. Let me get involved in this one. They get involved in that one, and they keep jumping from, you know, they have grasshopper mind. And we're going to talk about that gig economy. Different ideas on the entire gig economy. That's cool. I'm not here to squash anybody's ideas on it, but what I do want you to understand is that in the gig economy, there's a way to work that thing for real benefit. And actually, one of my clients who's involved in my financial alchemy program, he's utilizing the gig economy to be able to better himself, to put him in a position to do something better. And we're going to break those down, talk about those things as well. So, you know, get your questions ready, everything. Because we're talking about this for an hour, maybe 2 hours. I don't know. Depends on the question. As we go through this and some other information that I'm going to provide for you guys. But if you listen to this entire video, first of all, if you listen to the whole thing, want you to let me know. I want you to let me know if you stay with me the whole time. But beyond that, what I want to hear from people is I want to hear stories afterwards of how you took some of the information I'm about to give you and you made a difference in your credit. You then went on to CoachRenz.com / the store and you signed up for the Alchemy Tour of Life, the Alchemy Tour of Life, and you're ready to change, man, to get life right, right? You know, we, you know, on this channel for CoachRenz and for my YouTube channel, you know, we talk about sex, we talk about alchemy, we talk about, we break down religion, we talk about organization, we talk about building community. Here's the thing. If your credit is bad and your money is bad and you don't know how to have relationships, I don't care how much manifesting you try to do. You do not have smart work behind it. You can talk about manifesting all day, but smart work, nothing's going to manifest in your life. You can try, you can talk about it, you can put it on the lips of your tongue, on your lips, you can put it on your tongue. You can go to different organizations, you can pray about it, you can kneel about it, you can meditate about it. But if you don't have smart, accurate actions following your thoughts, you just wasting time. You're just wasting time. You're going to find yourself losing, constantly and continuously losing. And we're going to go through some of those things today, right? When you come on, let me know who you are. Let me know who you are, where you are. You know, we'll talk about this. Let me know who you are, where you are. Or if you're interested in calling in on the blog talk, then the guest call-in number is 929-477-3059. Give that number again. Because even the people here on YouTube and Facebook, they'll be able to hear you. But the call-in number on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to verbalize your question, is 929-477-3059. We'll do that a couple of times. A couple of times I go do it. I'm going to warn them. I've never had a call-in yet. Because I just started doing the blog talk. It would be an interesting thing to see how it works. And I'm going to have some herbal tea while we're going through all this. We have to do, when I do a health show, we're going to talk about this. In the title, you saw that she got an 87 point in her credit score. All right, what does that mean? What am I talking about? How does somebody get an 87 point boost in their credit score, and how can you get the same thing? First, let's look at this and understand a few things. If you don't know your credit score, that in itself is a problem. That's a big problem. You need to know your credit score. All right. So if you start that you want to that, you just they give you a good approximation of your credit score, so there's nothing wrong with them. It's a good approximation. Remember, their way of making money is to sell you on buying getting credit cards, it's through affiliation. But, so she got an 87-point boost. How did she do that? So first, she had to know her credit score. All right. So went out, got her credit score, know what the credit score is. Once you know what it is, and many people are afraid to know what it is. It's asinine, stupid, right? Why are you afraid of your own information? And I know you may say, Coach, you're being too hard on people. But look, some of y'all need to have a kick in the ass, all right? Because you talk about how you want to build organizations, you want to build community. You scared of your own credit score? That's idiotic. That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. You want to buy a house, but you're scared of your credit score. So first, go to your credit score, right? Whether it's the Credit Karma, whether you pay for it, whatever it is, what's up in the market, how you doing, whatever it is, however it is, get your credit score first. Once you know what your credit score is and you start knowing what's on your credit, and when you come to the Alchemy Tour of Life, we're going to go over all those things that's on your credit and break them down after how you challenge things, get rid of things, how you speak to the people on the phone, what you need to do for each different type of situation. But for right now, you want to get an 87-point score on your credit score boost, and you may get 87 points, you may get 50 points, you may get 30 points. It depends on what's on your credit. But what I can tell you is that what I'm about to say will guarantee get you a boost on your credit score. And I told you guys this once before, I shot a small video where one of my customers, one of my people who followed me, they came to my popcorn shop, Uncle Ren's Popcorn, and we shot a short video of how she got a 37-point boost. She got a 31-point boost on her credit score by doing this. If you don't do this, then you suck, okay? Because it's just you being plain lazy. That's it. And if you're lazy, you're going to lose. If you procrastinate, you're going to lose. And I know you're saying, damn, it takes him 10 minutes just to get how to do this. You know what? If you don't have the patience to wait 10 minutes for me to tell you how to get an 80, 30, 40, 50-point boost on your credit score, you suck, and you're going to lose. So if you're tired of being a freaking loser, then you should shut up about 10 minutes, because I know somebody in the comments tomorrow, next day, next month, is going to say, well, I take him 10 minutes to get there, and I'm purposely waiting 11 minutes. But no, for real, let me go ahead and tell you guys. All right, so, of course, y'all know I'm a fan favorite of Navy Federal, because I was in the Marine Corps, Navy Federal is very easy. But any credit union is going to have this option for you, any credit union. Some of you already know what I'm going to say, because I've said this 3-4 times on other videos. But what I had this young lady do was first join a credit union. She had to be able to join Navy Federal because of her parents were DOD, so she joined Navy Federal. After she joined Navy Federal, she got her next paycheck. With her next paycheck, she took that $1,000 from that next paycheck. She went to Navy Federal, or actually she called Navy Federal, didn't even have to go in. So for all y'all who are too lazy to actually go in, you got to go in and get your account. But she called Navy Federal. Call that I want to do a pledge loan. Did it over the phone. They took $1,000 of her checking and they put it into her savings. Then they took that $1,000 and they did a pledge loan. It's based on her $1,000. Then 10 minutes later, they told her, they asked her, what Navy Federal do you want to go to tomorrow to pick up your check for $1,000? So you're out of your money for zero time, pretty much. Now, if you do it over the phone, you're going to have to go get your check tomorrow. If you walk into a branch, you can get your check in like 10 minutes. Then she took a check for $1,000, put that check into what she took, got the check for $1,000. Now, her payment was like $44 a month. The amount of interest over the next 12 months, no, she did a 12 month, so it's not 20 months. It's 12 months, so the payment was like $84, right? So she took the $84, so she took the check, she put $84 into savings, she set it up where the payment is going to come out of savings. It's called a pledge loan. Your bank, your credit union calls something, but it's a pledge loan. It's a secured loan by your own money. But this is what you do. She put the $84 into her savings. The money is going to be pulled every month from that savings, that $84. Then she asks, how much interest am I paying over 12 months? The amount of interest she was paying over 12 months until it's paid off is like $12.84. So she put the $84 plus the $12 and like 80 something cents into the savings account. Now, once that's in there, I don't know why this thing is telling me 90 seconds. I don't know what that means. I guess I didn't set up a length on the Blog Talk Radio, so I'm going to have to start that one over. But anyway, so she put the money in there, and then what she did is rotate that money. She allows for Navy Federal to pull the 84 out. When they pull the 84 out, they're going to begin. I want to tell you guys this part, and I'm going to redo the block out part. She put the 84 in there. They pull the 84 out. 3 days later, they put 81 back into her account, which is the principal. Goes back into that savings. But the $12 and whatever is still there to compensate for the next 11 payments. So all she has to do is let that money rotate. What was left from her $1,000, right after she took out that pretty much $100 and put it into the savings, that $900 is now she pay her bills, she do whatever she wants with that, she lives her life. This money is now rotating, right? It's now rotating. She doesn't have to worry about it. It's going to create 12 months of good payments. But what happened this morning, 2 weeks later, is that she taps that off and she says, hey, I got 87-point credit score on my credit score. 2 weeks later, it reported to Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, and she got an 87-point score, a credit score. It takes you all of maybe an hour, 2 hours, maybe to go into a branch and start you an account at a credit union. You already got a credit union, you already there. It took all of 10 minutes to get the pledge loan. And then and have the young lady set it up so that it automatically rotates. And 2 weeks later, an 80-point boost on a crit. 87-point boost on a crit. So I got to ask you, what are you waiting for? What's the problem? This is one of the things that we do in financial alpha. This is one of the things that we'll be talking about, and even more things at the financial alpha, the Alchemy of Life tool. I've done this video. I've talked about this 3, 4, 5 times in this year alone. Why has only one person who is not a client of mine? One person who is not a client of mine has actually went and done it and told me about it. Now, maybe somebody else did it. I don't know. But only one person who has come back and said, you know, I went out there, I did play a song, they got like a 37-point score, 37, they got a 31-point boost on their credit score. Other people are like, and they oh, that's cool. They find out the information, they ask more questions, they do all this kind of thing, but then they never go do it. You're too busy on a Starbucks. You're too busy talking about how tired you are from your daily grind. You're too busy talking about how you don't have time. You got the kids this. It's the holidays that. I'm going to do it next pay period. I'm going to do it this. Hush. It's a bunch of bull. It's a bunch of BS. So what did she ask me next? So after I told her that, after she got that, she's like, okay, so now she's excited, right? She's excited. So she's ready to go. She's ready to move forward. But people sit around and they don't want to do anything, and then all they want to do is complain. And then they get onto these little programs where they see somebody and they flashing you some money. They say, oh, I'm driving a Porsche. I got this house and you want it. And they see people talking about, oh, make money helping people build their credit, right? But then you just follow the program. You really don't know what you're doing. You just follow the program. You're recruiting people. You're spending more time recruiting people than actually helping people to fix their credit. You really don't know the information. You go to classes, you learn a little bit of that, but you really don't know. So I had her go and do that, right? Because I've been to some of these little seminars where they're talking about this, and not all of them, but they talk about you building your credit. And I'm sitting there like, okay, when are they going to talk about your credit? When are they going to talk about their time? They're going to talk about, you know, someone talks about credit mix. I need some good information. I'm not cutting them all down. But it's more about recruiting instead of getting the work done and helping and getting people to get this stuff done. So of course, she was like, what's next? So then I said, okay, now, because everybody has their own different situation. And that's one of the things, that's why I can't be scared. Everybody has different situations. So when I understood where she was, I said, okay, now, what I need to do is, because she didn't have any revolving credit card, go get a credit card. She didn't want to go get a credit card, but go get a credit card. Don't care what you want to do. This is what I got to go do. But she went and got a credit card today. Most people don't like applying for one, but you got this credit. So she went and did it. And she got a little $500 credit card to a specific one. I told her, go get that one real quick because it'll give you another boost. Within 2-3 weeks, she'll get another boost on her credit card, right? Get another boost. And that will push her up some more because it's all about moving forward, getting there one step at a time. And I'm going to tell you guys how, you know, how some of these people you see that say, oh, get into the 700 credit club within 90 days. You know, I'm going to tell you how they do that as well, which is cool if you have access. You could do it. That's possible. You could do that. But to me, I pay for it. Be patient. Many people don't have patience to do that. Right? And that hurts people. That hurts people when you don't have patience. You got to have patience to do this. The blog talk messed up, guys. So I'm trying to fix that real quick. So I apologize. As you know, I'm still learning this blog talk part. We're still working on that one. We're still working on that. We're going to get that down fast as well. So I want to know if anybody listening to this right now, you went out and done that. You've heard me talk about it before. Have you went and done it? And other than that, how many of y'all right now listening are willing to pledge that you're going to go and do it? That you're going to, that this is something you're definitely going to do. All right. Oh, that's what the problem is. I see the problem now. I didn't change the lyrics. But how many of y'all will pledge that you're going to do a pledge? I'm pledging to do the pledge, all right? I want to know how many of y'all will actually do it. So if you're watching this and it's tomorrow, it's the day after, it's down, it's a week later, you know, still in the comments, pledge that you're going to do it. Pledge that you're going to do it. Don't sit up there and wait. I want you to, who's willing to do it? Trying to get this thing started. I have definitely got to spend some time learning more about how to use this thing. But who's willing to do that? Especially during this time of year. When people are acting like they're so busy, too busy to do anything. Right, so I want to see that. I want to see who's interested.